After the financial crisis of 2007-09, it took Adecco and Randstad 7 to 8 years for revenues to return to previous highs, says Keane Marden of Jefferies, an investment bank. This time, they needed just 6 to 9 months. The two firms' combined market value, at $25 billion, now exceeds its pre-pandemic level. So far, the upturn is mainly from activities that bounce back first as economies recover. Demand for manual labour is usually stronger early on than for office-based jobs, helped this time by abundant work in logistics and e-commerce. And employers are initially more sanguine about taking on temporary staff, who cost more, but whose numbers can be trimmed should the recovery stall. The agencies also hope to seize durably on working life changes induced by COVID-19. Some habitual cubicle dwellers enjoyed working remotely, and many prefer employers that allow them to continue toiling from their sofas. Companies can now consider far-flung candidates for jobs that would have once been tied to a city. Recruiting firms, which maintain vast databases of potential staff, can help widen their horizons. The post-pandemic world may give a fresh lease of life to a business model that was in the midst of being roiled by online offerings. Some platforms have been taken over by the hiring majors. Munster now belongs to Randstad, for example, and hired a tech specialist to Adecco. Staffing groups say human recruiters still have an edge, for example, guiding people looking to change fields altogether into new careers. Economists disagree over whether the recent bout of wage inflation is a short-term blip or a lasting feature of the labour market. Unemployment remains high in some countries. Either way, lots of people think differently about paychecks and their relationship to work than they did a year ago. That should keep those whose job it is to find other people's jobs busy.